V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
We take captive every thought. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. If thieves came to your door, would you invite them in? No, you'd call the police and have them arrested. And that's what you need to do when wrong thoughts come to your mind. Take them captive before they take you captive. And you must do it the moment the first one tries to enter your mind. When you entertain a thought, you empower it, and it will overcome you. The Bible says in James 4 verse 7, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." You won't have the power to resist Satan on your own, so don't try it. But the moment you call on God and submit your will to him, you're more than a match for Satan. You get to decide who will control your mind. Romans 8 verse 6 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." When a thought keeps turning over and over in your mind, ask yourself, what direction is this thought leading me in? Is it towards spiritual death or towards life and peace? Think about it. You don't buy insurance after you've crashed your car. If you're wise, you buy it at the same time you buy your car. So instead of failing and saying, "I'll never be any different," look back and ask yourself, what was I thinking that led to my failure? Was I in the wrong company or the wrong place or the wrong mindset? Have I been reading God's word and praying regularly? Have I built my life around people who strengthen me? In the long run, keeping track of your thoughts pays great rewards.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.